Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
7:49 Central African time, at the time of the morning where we join Councillor Ahmad Parak, who is mashallah on the ball when it comes to kafan dafan, when it comes to everything what's happening in the municipality. He's the people's man. He'll go the extra mile to help you. And Ahmad Parak, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning, Ahmad?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa ahlan wa sahlan to all our radio listeners. Alhamdulillah, Shafat Allah has blessed us with another fine day, Shafat Allah. We must make dua that Allah make it easy for every single Muslim all over the world, Shafat.
Ameen, you know, Urdu mein kehte hai, kis kis nemati apki rabki jutlaoge, aur Angrezi mein kehte hai, so which is it of the favors of your Lord will you deny? And in Arabic, Ahmad, we know that he that walks on the surface of this earth will one day get into his belly. What's the latest on kafan dafan, Ahmad?
I'm busy at the moment planning towards the, what we call it, silly season in terms of all the mortuary in KZN, what's going to be the position for us after our drowning. There is issues if there is fire, disaster management, busy working with all these government departments to tell us exactly what will happen in terms of staffing, in terms of manpower, in terms of vehicle. All this, we're putting it together. So we don't want to be left out in the last minute that say we haven't got this, we do not have that. So we're just putting it together. That will be rolled out to all our various associations, various societies. So they will know exactly when, who to contact, and be able to get whatever service required at that time.
You know, Ahmad, they say people, okay, it's coming to that season, the silly season, and many go on holiday and take the family out or go and visit relatives in other parts of the provinces and so forth. But, you know, when it comes to the kafan dafan, when it comes to the burial societies, you got a skeleton staff working there. So they don't get time for a break and so forth. Talk to us how they work and, you know, what's the roster like for them, Ahmad?
Shafat, all government employees, mainly, especially the Department of Health, they do not get, normally they don't go like, if you take a normal industry where they have a shutdown on the 15th and open the first week of January. They don't do it that way. What they do is have the annual leave. And what happens, they work on a roster basis. If they got 40 staff there, they work on a roster basis. Who first five staff gets in? They normally do the first for the holiday normally from February right up to the end of October. So within that period, you have to take your holiday for your 3 weeks annual leave. Then the other issue is, there's no more like previously. If you don't take your holiday, you got your holidays accumulated, and eventually the department normally pay you. There is no money, so therefore, people, some employees in the Department of Health, in government department, they got like 4 or 5 years holidays accumulated that they haven't taken. So throughout the year, they keep taking. If they have to take 5 days here, 10 days here, they keep taking those holidays to just cover up for the holidays that they have never taken, because they were thinking previously there was a ruling that if you haven't taken your holiday and the department needed your services, they could pay you. So that's what happened. So now they have to take their holiday. There's no such thing you will get paid for your holiday. So that is the issue. So they don't get anything from February to end of October. You have to take your holiday. So your peak season, especially your January, November, December, right up to end of January, you safe, because everyone is on duty. There is no holiday. Nobody has taken holidays in those times.
This message here from Isup. He said, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shafata. What a great start to the show, the Hammerhead Shark. And now you get the main man, Ahmad Parak. I want to know from Ahmad if he did the fishing, or does he do fishing? And the second question for Ahmad is, if we tip the undertaker, can we do that? Ahmad, how you respond to Isup?
Shafata, I didn't hear that second question of yours.
The first one he wants to know if you do fishing, and secondly, he wants to know if you can give tips to the undertaker.
Number one, okay, fishing. My family members, my brothers and all do fishing, but I don't go. I haven't got the patience to go do fishing because I'm on the move all the time. That's number one. Number two, in terms of tips to give the undertaker, you can give hadia. You know, in terms of Islamic ruling, you can give hadia if the guy has done the service rendered. You want to give him 50 rand, 100 rand, 200 rand as hadia. You can give him. They are allowed to take that shafat.
Jazakallah for that. As I mentioned, you give hadia like a present. Wrap it nicely in a big box, couple of $100. They put it there. The guy, you know, will get happy, inshallah. And it's such a good habit, Ahmed, of giving gifts to each other. I know you are like that. You know, you gave Lucky Naponiface telling me when will Ahmed give me my hat and a T-shirt. I said, you just have to ask Ahmed. And he, you know, he's a man of his word. Talk to us about, you know, making people happy and sharing gifts with each other, Ahmed.
Shabbat, I learned one thing from my dad. Whenever I used to go on a Saturday, we used to go to the market. Even the guy sweeping the street, he used to put it in his pocket and used to give it. Especially on a Friday, he used to take all the coins, and while he's walking towards the masjid, whoever is around, you know, you get Fridays, normally you get a lot of beggars coming. He never turned anybody back. He always gave him something. And especially that was his habit. And you know what? You never know from those people who you had 50 rand or 10 rand or 5 rand or 2 rand. Shafat, those are the ones that you are in trouble. You need assistance. Those guys will come and stand with you. Hey, no, don't worry, Lani. We here for you. We there for you. We sorting it out for you, Lani. This is how it works, Shafat. And I keep telling my children to, don't worry. You got 50 rand, the car guard, give him that 50 rand. Never mind. Allah will give you tenfold. If you got 10 rand, don't give it to him. Never mind. Allah will give it back to you. Don't worry. So just give him that there because they're doing, you know what? They're standing in the hot sun like the days we're getting at the moment, you know, to do car guards or anything on the road and all that. It's a mission at the moment. And, you know, with the heat, and we got, especially Musgrave, we got our own team that does the street cleaning and everything. I was shocked, and it came in the group. The wife going by, when they're making sandwiches, they make one extra sandwich and they give them two or three of the bottled water and give it to the staff there on the road. They said, you know, it's too hot. That's when you want to drink there. So these are the things that we appreciate when you do for the community, Shabbat. This is what you have to do. You know, when you give with the one hand, Allah give you tenfold, Shabbat.
Now, well said, Ahmad, and really motivating the Ummah to the right direction. Looking at a message from Zain, he says, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shafat. I really love the show. I'm a revert to Islam for the past 15 years. But I want to tell Ahmad Parak, I feel so sorry for my non-Muslim family members. They pay an arm and a leg for the insurance for their funerals. And this is so sad because even some that have been are still paying it by begging and borrowing, but not stealing. Ahmad, this is a very good point Zain makes here, that the non-Muslim people, they are really exploited when they come to their burial and so forth, Ahmad.
Shafat, that is the most expensive. That is the reason why most insurance companies have come out with this insurance policy where they pay 50 rand, 75 rand, some pay up to 150 rand. You get a full house, you get up to 50 grand. You get, they even give you the tent, they give you groceries, they give you airtime. You know, this is how the package they put. It is very, very expensive. Like if we take our Muslim under the Muslim various sites, they will do the full janaza, they will do the kafan, ghusl, take it to the home, take it to the masjid, take it to the cemetery, all that is under 3.5, maybe 4 grand most. In some cases, you don't even have to pay a cent. But in this, just to take out the vehicle, you're looking at 2.5 grand. By the virtue of storing the body, because they don't bury like how we bury straight away. They bury after 3 days or 5 days. the storage fee is anything from 400 to 1,000 rands per night they choose to just to store it, to keep the body in the fridges. So that's it. By the time you calculate everything, Shafat, you're looking, the cheapest funeral you might get is under 10,000 rands, Shafat.
Wow, well, you know, it's really something to think of. And all these figures, I mean, where can a poor man afford that? And then when he's going to his cover, or he's going to the crematorium, never in his life did he sit in a limousine. And he's going in a limousine. How ironical that is.
Yeah, this is how they do it. For them, when it comes to funeral, it's very, very big. And don't ever make a mistake of recycling a black Zulu or a Xhosa or a Shembe to recycle that grave. They will come and shoot you at your in your own house, because their policy is do not disturb their ancestors.
This program is a straight talk with Ahmed Farooq and myself on the platform, the Masjid Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And Alhamdulillah, really enjoying your company this morning. Ahmed Farooq is going to answer all your queries or whatever you have in mind. You can call on or you can text it to us, and I will read it out to Ahmed Farooq. And Alhamdulillah, Ahmed, looking at all the messages that are coming in for you. And this one here says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Attention, Councillor Ahmed Farooq. Please give us a list of cases in South Beaches that have South Coast beaches that have a blue flag status. And why are Durban beaches not getting blue flag status? Will Durban ever get a blue flag status again? Ahmed?
Shafat, first and foremost, there's 22 beaches as of Friday from the information we got from Parks and Garden that the beaches have been blue flagged already to be opened. So by early next week, the community will get a full update list of all the beaches that are blue flagged already. So they should be. Our aim and object is by the 7th of December, most beaches must be blue flagged. That's our aim and object. Yes, there is issues in some of the beaches, because we're not happy with the content of the water and the testing of the water as soon as because we have recent to make sure there is no bacteria or there's no any issues or anything in terms of the water is concerned. So once that has been taken, we will be in a much better position by next week. Before the 7th, you will have an update on all the beaches. But in the meantime, as of Friday, these 22 beaches have been opened already.
Well, you heard it. It's news coming through. 22 beaches have already been opened. This question from a Durban businessman. They want to know from you, Ahmed, what's happening with the Maharani lease? If it gets into the wrong hands, what will happen? Is some third force trying to shut down Durban? Hey, that's a shuddering question there, Ahmed. Is a third force somewhere here? Talk to us.
Shafat, the Maharani Hotel as well as the Nangeni Hotel, it was done on a long-term lease because the Sun International have put in mega bucks into that, in millions, into getting that hotel to its standard what they wanted that time. So the lease, they're paying like very, very little rental on that day, and they had a long lease. The lease is coming to an end. Yes, it has come before the council. We are saying to the mayor as well as the deputy mayor as well as the speaker that we must make sure that these two entities, the Maharani Hotel as well as the Langeni Hotel, must go back to Sun International. With now is the time we will be able to benefit in terms of the rental, because what they were paying, if you want to know the rental, they were paying like nothing, almost like nothing, but they spent millions of rand, because that's how they do. If you're doing a massive shopping center for the first 10 years, the major anchor tenants will pay very, very small rental, and after the 10 year, the actual rental start kicking in. So in our case, the actual rental will start kicking in. Yes, there is a third force trying very hard to acquire these two entities. We have already put a stop to it. Even if you have to go to court, we will assist Sun International to go to court in terms of, because they were outstanding tenants for the last how many years they've been there. So we want to make sure, because if we want to change hands now with a new entity, then it's going to be a problem. And with what we're doing for 2024 and for the tourism industry, we cannot afford any hiccups at this stage, Shafat.
Assalamu alaikum, Councillor Parak and Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. Is the crisis at Durban Harbour another sabotage? Many people with vested interests say that the ANC are working with corrupt investors to destroy Durban. Please investigate concerned importers. I don't know who these concerned importers are, but they are very worried. Are you abate their worries, Ahmad?
Shafat, if you in the Durban beachfront, you will see right from Umhlanga, if you can see right up to Umhlanga, if you go very high up in one of those hotels, you will see there's 70 ships that are waiting at any one time to come to our Durban harbour. Yes, we have got a congestion in our harbour because they haven't planned in the last couple of years. So that is, it's a massive, massive issue. The shipping lines, and they have taken a decision during the course of this week. They said they cannot wait 10 days out at sea to come into the harbour. So some of these ships, massive ship, container ship, had to be diverted to maybe Mauritius, and your container will be offloaded in Mauritius, and which means you'll have to start bringing it back to South Africa. It's going to be additional cost. The government, as well as the Itiguini municipality, with the province, as well as national government, Ramaphosa addressed this matter on Friday. There is something happening at the moment. We maybe have to divert some of these containers to Richards Bay. I'm not sure how they want to do it, because there too we have got a congestion in terms of export for coal. If you go to Richards Bay, you will find between 15 and 25 kilometers, you'll find only trucks there waiting to go into the harbor just to offload coal. So I'm not sure how that is going to be sorted out. So there is a plan. This week is going to be the week that what they'll have to sort out and make a plan, because there is a lot of most goods that for summer goods, all the chain stores have already received. Whatever is coming in is mainly for the winter goods for the major chain stores and all that. Then there's other containers with other goods as well. Besides clothing, there's a lot of goods that we import from China, from all over the world. That's where we are stuck at the moment. So this issue, I'm also busy working, getting all the shipping lines as well as all the shipping agents, like what I had a week ago, that had all the lawyers as well as the state agents, they were having problem with the race clearance. We had a meeting. We had about just under 100 people. There's about 70, 80 lawyers, all the state agents at the Musgrave Hall. And we resolved this matter very easily. We had the head of department from the municipality, gave them the way how forward. There was about just under 1,000 rate clearance outstanding. Now, what happened this part of the year, Shafat, the attorneys want to close around about the 15th. They cannot get paid, and some of the clients wanted to cancel their property deals. And also, the state agent don't get paid because they only depend on commission. If you sell that property, you'll get 5% or 2%, whatever the commission rate is, they get. So they were jumping like hell. I did assist them. We have come to a very easily
compromise.
We have put together at the department where they will be able to come and put the application quick as possible. If the application is already there, they will expedite it. Within the next 10 days, all the outstanding rate issues will be sorted out, so the state agent can get paid, as well as the lawyers will be able to get paid, and the transaction can go through instead of the transaction getting cancelled. As far as the shipping line are concerned, that's what we'll be doing sometime this coming week. We're putting something together quick as possible, and we want to know from the province head of the province, as well as the Transnet, which is the best, easiest way, because there's a lot of goods, especially for the Christmas season, they need it. How are we going to solve that out, Shafak? So I'm busy working with them, assessing the shipping line and the agents, far as that is concerned, Shafak.
You know, the important question here, Ahmad, is how did Transnet come to this position where our harbors have failed us, our railway system has gone, I mean, our airports, everything, like, you know, in pear shape. How did it happen? I mean, it was a disaster that was waiting to happen. Now it has hit us on head on. You know, it's like a head on collision, Ahmad. What's your thoughts?
Shafak, firstly, what they did was they made sure they dismantled the rail system. The rail system was taking a lot of our containers away to various parts of the country, and that they broke it down so badly to break it up on one side and give the trucking industry a big boost. So in other words, it's like run by the mafia. You close one thing, so there's another gap opened up, so they'll be able to use more trucking, and that's where they're going to make the money. And this is how they have actually put this whole act together. So they have actually damaged our rail line. So that is the problem that has created all this backlog in terms of shipping. Our rail line is badly damaged. You can take all our airport has not been upgraded in many years. Now, if you're not going to upgrade our airport, you want to have a massive problem, because the international airlines don't want to come and land in our airports here because of this reason, and that's where we want to be losing a lot of revenue.
Yeah, sad indeed, Ahmad, and Allah alam, how will this get solved? I don't know. Assalamu alaikum, Shafat and Councillor Parak. How will things improve for South Africa and KZN if Councillor Papas of the DA cuts down the overinflated KZN government? Discuss with us, Umar Pando. Hey, Papas says, because he can speak Zulu, hey, I tell you, Ahmad speaks better Zulu than Papas. Ahmad, how you respond to Umar Pando?
Shafat, Papas is trying the utmost best. That is the reason why they appointed him as a candidate premier for DA in this province here. He's trying very, very hard, and because he speaks fluent Zulu and he comes from the rural area, he was in business there and he's now in government, he's trying his luck. You know what? Good luck to him. I'm saying, end of the day, the days for DA is numbered, the days for ANC is numbered. Next year is going to sort the boys from the men. People are tired. They're only interested where you find. We had load shedding yesterday, Shafat, from 10 in the morning till 12. I came home, there was load shedding from 6 to 8. I had load shedding from 10 in the evening again till 12. State 6 in a country like ours, it was one of the best countries in Africa, the third best in the world. At this stage now, where are we going wrong? 30 years ANC is running the country. What have they done? They have done absolutely nothing. So people are cut full of everything. They want service, and they want service delivery now. There is problem with the sewer line. There's problems with electricity. There's problem now with you getting extra load shedding. You got more problems in your house now because all your appliances are starting to blow up. Your cable, your TV box. I had maybe yesterday alone, Shafat, maybe about 50 to 60 call. I was just giving information out, dealing with Maxwell, the head of Tikwini Municipality. We had to call the electrician. They had to get outside electrician, go to some of these houses, because what happened? Now they were getting three-phase power, now they were only getting two-phase, and now they cannot get enough power because the lights were flicking, they were having problems with the TV. There's massive, massive problems as far as electricity is concerned. And then in the water, we got big problems. Tonga, Vellum, Phoenix don't have water for a couple of days now. I'm just trying to organize a tanker of our own, which I'm going to be putting in Tonga by Hafiz Riaz Masjid early next week or the following week. They're just getting it done up, the tankers getting done up. So we'll be able to service those areas and wherever they need as well. So we control our own tanker because they don't even have enough tankers to assist the community. That's how bad it is. Now, the thing is this, the problem with the ruling party, the opposition, they have done nothing. They're just only jumping, opening big mouth. There's nothing happening. Shafat, with the help of Allah and your people's dua, we only four councillors in Itiguiri municipality. What we have done in 2 years, councillors are there for 15 years and 20 years have not done what we have done. We have taken all the major issues. We are in court and we're taking them head on. That's what we are doing at the moment, Shafat.
Shafi says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed Farooq. I'm already motivated by you. May Allah bless you for even giving us the information. Allah bless the directors of Ahmad Kasahaba, Brother Shafat Khan, Mufti AK, and so forth for coming to the fore for us. Please, Ahmed Farooq, I'm in a little bit of a conundrum. I didn't register as a voter. Did I miss the deadline? Ahmed, how you respond to Shafi there?
Shafi shouldn't worry. He still can register. He can go online. He can register, number one. Number two, in February, there will be another voter registration open. Again, he can vote there. If he doesn't want to do it online, he wants to go physically, he can come in February. The date will be set. And then you can go to any polling station. You take your ID, and then they will be able to register you. Or you want to change your address, or whatever it is, on the system, they will do it then and there. It will take you less than 4 minutes, and you're out of the shopper.
Brother Ismail says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed, you spoke about lights flickering, but whenever these people come and interfere with the light poles, my light starts flickering, and then I get a lower voltage. Why are they employing incompetent people to come and fix our lights? Every time they come, I know it's going to be a flop job, and I will have to suffer the consequences. Ahmed, how you respond to Ismail there?
Shafat Ismail, the problem is not the electrician who's coming up and sorting your pole. The problem is when from the power station, when that voltage is coming through to the poles and through to your residence via the pole, that's where the problem is. In that line there, sometimes you have this problem. Now, they can come and fix it once, twice. When you have the next load shed, you will have the same problem again. So they will come and fix it. You might have, if load shedding is going to start, if you finish your 10 o'clock, 10 to 12, the power comes in on again, and then in the evening, you've got another 6 o'clock load shedding. After that, you will have a problem again. So this is the thing. There's nothing anyone can do. You know, yesterday alone, how many transformers we were looking for, it was unbelievable. If a guy was taking transformers in the country, he'll come rich overnight because that's how much the demand for transformers were. Because when you put it on, the transformers blow up. And these are old transformers from the apartheid days. They haven't changed the system. So they are changing slowly and coming. That is the problem, Shafat.
No, sad indeed, as you said, the transformers and all this blowing up. So you have to, I mean, everything should be electronic now, Ahmed. What's happening to that? Are they not going, up to speed or getting up to AI technology, Ahmed?
Shafat, we've been talking about it for the last 5 years. They haven't done. In fact, I was instrumental 3 years ago. We went and sat with the municipality and we said, your water issue, you don't even have to send somebody to go and take your water reader. We will change the entire city water meter with our cost. We will put a system in place here. You pay us on a monthly retainer, so you'll be able to pick up exactly the consumption of your water at a glance. In one screen, you'll know exactly the entire city, how much they're consuming water, where your leakage is, everything. They say no, they don't want that system because it's going to take away jobs. Today we are suffering, Shafat.
Absolutely. Salim says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed Farooq. Allah keep you and bless you. Great show indeed. Surely the municipality should be subsidizing those businessmen that are paying for generators to keep their cold rooms and storage rooms cool and working, even those businessmen that are spending a hefty amount of their profits in keeping the power and generators going. Please, Ahmad, has this been discussed at the level of the municipality, or has it been discussed with government? Surely they are very selfish in not looking at the predicament of big business even. Ahmad, that's quite a telling contribution from Salim. How you respond to him?
For Salim, for his information, there's quite a bit of litigation in our city at the moment with the city manager as well as the mayor regarding. I know there's one butcher here, and one of big butchers, he had a problem where the electricity was load shedding, and eventually the lines were totally burnt up underground and all the rest of it they had. And he's suing the municipality for a couple of million. So there is a litigation already in terms of what we have before us at council. So there is a massive problem. But as far as getting compensated by the Itigwini municipality for the load sharing and they're using their own generators or they're using solar power, they're not going to give you a cent about it.
Brother Asif says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmad Parak, and Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, and Marcus Sahaba listeners. I live in the Durban beachfront, and as it comes to the city season, you generally block off my roads, and then you give us permits. What will you be doing this year? Because now the whole of my area is full of chores, and you know what. Ahmad, how do you respond to Asif here?
Asif, next week, Sunday, at Marcus Sahaba from 4 to 8, right up to 8:30, with Shafat Ahmad Khan, I'm going to bring the Brigadier of Metro Police, where we're going to have our blueprint. We'll roll the blueprint out to all our listeners. He will give you exactly how all the cameras that we have put in the city, which beaches will be closed, how you want to get your permits. Every single thing in terms of the city is going to take place. I will be able to rattle it out to the Brigadier, and he will be able to answer every single question. I know most of the issues that what's going to happen in the city season, but I prefer that, you know, you will get it firsthand from the Brigadier. His name is Parvo Siuprasad, who is the Brigadier of Metro Police at Durban. He will give you the full rundown in terms of what's going to happen over the festive season.
Wakal says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmad Bhai and Shafat Bhai. You all talk nice, but you all forget me, foreigner, come from Pakistan, and other foreigners come from Bangladesh. You know we're killing each other for business and profit, but you have no mercy for us. Come help us. We are crying. We fight for our own mafia. Too many mafia from Pakistan, Bangladesh. Ahmad Bhai, bring a police and help, please. Ahmad, how you respond to Wakar here? He looks like desperate.
Shafat, Wakar is desperate because the reason is they have come here, most of them. I don't know if Wakar Bhai has got proper documentation. If you have got proper documentation and you're in the country, go and open a charge. Without a charge, I cannot help you. If you open a charge and there is more than one charge, this is what's happening among the Pakistanis. They have been overtaxed, or they're running a mafia business in the township, or whatever they're doing. I will escalate this whole matter to the Commissioner of Police in KZN, and we'll do a proper investigation, and the perpetrators must be locked up. That's what I can do. But telling me to help you, I don't know the merit of the matter. We need proper charges to be opened. Give me the case number, how many it is, write a letter to me, and inshallah, I'll be able to escalate it with the Commissioner of Police.
Gee, Ahmad, you know, this is a dire problem, and it's happening right under our noses. And sometimes you say, you know, many will tell you, hey, don't get involved because that's the mafia. And, you know, people at your level, how do you all handle things like that? You know, say, oh, no, don't get involved. This is that. But in your case and many others, you know, you find they do have the brave men that go out and handle these issues. Ahmad, how do they do it?
Shafat, especially when you're in politics, you get issues like this every single day. So, you know, we got the blood that is, you know, very, very heavy blood in that, this thing to keep us alive, keep us to do the work for the community and to do the work for Deen and protect our Deen. So what we have to do is we have to be strong, and whatever comes, we say tawakkal Allah, and we're going to do it is for the community and who is going to benefit the community. And we take it to the right channel. And 9 out of 10, if you do the right thing, Shafat, I promise you, we get answers. I have got one policy, and if you came to my office, everything, I have a file system. So if you tell me today I opened a file for Shafat Ahmad Khan and like A, B, C, D matter, within 2 weeks, my PA will pick that file up again. We have to respond to this. We have got to respond to that. We haven't got to respond to that. We write back again to the Commissioner of Police. We sent you a letter on the 14th of November. To date, we have not responded. You have not responded. So we follow up things like that. So that makes my work much easier, my task much easier. Then a lot of counselors say, how you get things and we cannot get our work done. We have that, you know, if you have a plan in everything, so that's how you get your work done and you can deliver to the community. This is the way it's been done.
Now, give me full marks for administration and, you know, through your young life, you've learned how to do, you know, to get things in order from your soccer days, from your, you know, your business days and so forth. And, I mean, you come from a family, your cousins, the Yusuf Lokat and all that, all are they have a method and a methodology that's successful. Even your cousin, Yunus Randri, tells me, hey, our man, Ahmad, hey, they're listening to you. They listen to you. Ahmad, you know, great chat with you this morning and perhaps your parting word.
We around the corner for silly season, we need to be very, very guarded, especially there's a lot of drunken drivers around at the moment. So just be careful and take it easy, the roads and all that. So things are really... And yesterday, you won't believe it, I went to Checkers, I couldn't believe it. They got more motorbikes than cars at the moment because everything is 60 minutes. So, you know, so this is what is happening. So, and then the supermarket was, I thought it was a Saturday, it was month end, people got paid on the 21st. But the supermarket was not busy at all. And it was Black Friday. And, you know, the rollover from Black Friday to Saturday, I mean Friday to Saturday, I thought they would be busy. I was shocked that I could go in and out within half an hour. I was out of the supermarket. So there's more, people are not going more into the shopping centers, not going into supermarkets, and they're just ordering online and they're getting delivered. So this is what's happening in the country at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they said Black Friday, but they had the specials going from the whole week, I think the whole month. So they made the whole month of Black Friday, Ahmad. You have a, mashallah, beautiful, lovely day ahead. Inshallah, we'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.